Thank you, Angela. And yes, it's time for the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. We take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past weekend. It is region baseball time, and we thank our Dick Putt Show sponsors for bringing us our scores and highlights tonight here on KASM. They've been a part of our show for the past 16 weeks. And we certainly appreciate those Dick Putt Show sponsors. Let's dig into some Region 4C action. And in Region 4C, on Saturday, being played down in Milroy, Atwater defeated Marshall on Saturday 1-0. 1-0, Atwater with that victory. Josh Kingery gets 16 strikeouts in a 1-0 Atwater win. Bird Island, they defeated Painesville on Saturday 7-2. 7-2, Bird Island over Painesville. We had Regal defeating Milroy by a score of 11-2. Regal, 11 runs. 9 hits, no errors. Milroy, 2 runs, 11 hits, and 4 errors. Brandon Waddell gets the win for Regal as he goes the distance. His catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Milroy, Isaac Schmidt starts taking the loss, relieved by Nathan Deitz in the 7th. Jake Tower in the 8th, and the catcher was Colden Minkle. Hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday, Blake Karsh 3-for-4 with a double. And for Milroy, David Schmidt was 4-for-5, Jake Tower 2-for-5, and Jacob Hughes 2-for-3. So a final on Saturday in Region 4C, it was Regal 11, Milroy 2. In the nightcap last night, Raymond defeated New London Spicer by a score of 13-4. That set up some winner's bracket games today, and in the first winner's bracket game, Regal defeats Raymond today by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Regal. 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors for Raymond. Grant Paffrath gets the complete game victory for Regal. Derek Dingerud, his catcher for Raymond. Alex Call starts taking the loss, relieved by Caleb Dittmerson in the 8th, and Tyler Steen, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Regal today. Luke Knutson, 2-for-4. Josh Beyer, 2-for-4. Derek Dingerud, 3-for-5 for Raymond. Wiley Lottman was 2-for-4, and Ian Kuzman had a double. So a final today in 4C, Regal 3, Raymond 1. Regal punches a ticket to the state tournament. They're hooping and hollering, dancing around the town in Regal tonight. Bird Island, they defeated Atwater 4-3 this afternoon. So Bird Island has punched a ticket to the state tournament out of Region 4C as they defeat Atwater again 4-3. So Bird Island and Regal headed to the state tournament. Have not had any results from Painesville Marshall, Milroy New London Spicer, as those games could be going on right now, but I have not heard anything as far as those results. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to touch base with Region 8C right after these messages.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20. And Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck, Martins, from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster. a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Chasm Radio, back to the full Dick Putz Show. More scores with Randy.
Thank you, Angela. And let's go over to Region 8C being played over in Avon this weekend on Saturday. We have St. Stephen defeating Foley by a score of 4-1. 4-1, St. Stephen beats Foley on Saturday. It was Buckman 8, St. Wendell 2. We had Nisswa in 11 innings over Freeport, 6-5. Nisswa in 11 innings. Cody Rudelsi hit a solo home run in the bottom of the 11th inning with one out to give Nisswa that 11-inning, 6-5 victory over the Freeport Black Sox. And Avon defeating Fort Ripley by a score of 6-2. For Avon, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Fort Ripley, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Dominic Austin gets a complete game victory for Avon on Saturday, striking out 12, his catcher Carter Holthaus. For Fort Ripley, Bryce Flanagan starts taking the loss, relieved by Max Boren in the third, and the catcher, Nick Jelsey. For Avon, Ryan Jensen, 2-for-3 in that ball game. Joe Dolan was 3-for-5 with a double. For Fort Ripley, Tom Fairbanks had a double, and Eli Roberts a double. So a final on Saturday in 8C, Avon 6, Fort Ripley 2. Sunday's ball games over in Region 8C, a loser's bracket game, or actually an elimination game, had Foley eliminating St. Wendell from further play this year. A score of 8-2, 8-2, Foley over St. Wendell in their ball game. Winner's bracket game had Buckman defeating St. Stephen in 10 innings today, 5-4. So the runner-up in last year's state tournament headed back to the big show with a 5-4, 10-inning victory over St. Stephen. And Nisswa, last year's defending state champ, Nisswa, punching a ticket to the state tournament in 8C as they defeat Avon today by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Nisswa. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Avon. Just 3 singles for the Avon Lakers today. Elian Mosqueda, the losing pitcher, is catcher Carter Holthaus. So a final today had Nisswa defeating Avon 2-0. One more ball game going on in Avon tonight. That's Fort Ripley is taking on Freeport. Fort Ripley taking on Freeport right now over in Avon this evening. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at Region 10C scores and highlights right after these messages.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show since the beginning of time.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor, there's one near you.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of new and used equipment. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com. to see if we have the right piece for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Husky Sports. Sports on Chasm.
Chasm Radio, we head back more scores and highlights on the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Angela. Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. As we're going to bring you Region 10C highlights and update that Regal bus coming back from Melroy. They are still partying hardy on the Regal bus as they made it to the state tournament with a win today. So Regal on the bus trip back from Melroy, I have been told. In Region 10C on Friday night, good ball game over there. Monticello taking on Watkins. This ball game goes 13 innings. Monticello defeating Watkins Friday night, 8-6. 8 runs, 17 hits, 2 errors for Monticello. 6 runs, 12 hits, and no errors for Watkins. Steve Van Vliet starts on the mound for Monticello, gives way to Michael Revering in the fourth. Sam Dockenbacken in the eighth inning, he gets the win, and the catcher, Dustin Wilcox. Matt Geislinger goes the distance, throws over 200 pitches in that 13-inning loss. He'll take it, and the catcher, Lincoln Haugen. Hitting highlights for Monticello on Friday night. Jason Axelberg, 3-for-6 with a home run. Dustin Wilcox, 2-for-6 with a home run. Brock Waitala, 3-for-6 with a triple. And Cole Bowlby, 3-for-6 with a double. For Watkins, Nolan Geislinger was 3-for-6. Dan Bird, 4-for-5, and Matt Geislinger had a double. So a final on Friday night in 13 innings. It was Monticello 8 and Watkins 6. Also on Saturday, first round games had the Sartell Muskies going 12 innings with St. Joseph on Saturday, and Sartell defeats the St. Joseph Joes by a score of 4-3 in 12 innings. The Muskies with that victory on Saturday. Luxembourg defeats the Sartell Stone Ponies 3-0. For Luxembourg, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Stone Ponies, no runs, 5 hits, and an error. J.T. Harn gets the complete game victory for Luxembourg on Saturday. His catcher, Will Bachman, for the Sartell Stone Ponies. Jalen Vorpol starts on the mound, relieved by Max Koprecht in the fourth. He'll take the loss. Reese Johnson in the eighth, and the catcher, William Kranz. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, Luke Schmidt was 2-for-5, and for the Sartell Stone Ponies, Josh Schaefer, 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday had Luxembourg defeating the Sartell Stone Ponies by a score of 3-0. On Saturday, one other game, Clearwater defeating Becker by a score of 7-0 on Saturday. On Saturday night, in an elimination game, it was Watkins over St. Joseph 14-3. Watkins, 14 runs, 12 hits. No errors. St. Joseph, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Carson Geislinger picking up the complete game victory for Watkins. His catcher, Lincoln Haugen. For St. Joseph, Matt Bottom starts, relieved, and takes the loss, relieved by Jonas Schneider in the second. Lucas Tyson in the fourth, and the catcher, Sam Schneider. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Saturday night. Kevin Kramer, 2-for-3 with the double. Brendan Ashton was 2-for-4. Carson Geislinger, 3-for-3, and Landon Nyman had a double. For St. Joseph, Tanner Stoller, 2-for-3, and Tanner Bloomer had a double. A final on Saturday night, Watkins 14, St. Joseph 3. St. Joseph season ends with that loss. On Sunday, over in Region 10C, being played in Sartell, in the first game, Sartell, the Muskies qualify for the state tournament. They get a complete game victory from Wes Johnson, a high school senior-to-be. Wes throws a 1-0 shutout, as the Sartell Muskies defeat Montevideo by a score of 1-0. They head to state with that victory. The other state qualifier game had Luxembourg defeating Clearwater. Today, Luxembourg 3, Clearwater 2. Luxembourg, 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. Clearwater, 2 runs, 3 hits. And an error. Reed Funenstein gets the complete game victory today for Luxembourg. Will Bachman is catcher. For Clearwater, Preston Schlegel will start, relieved by Jake Carper in the sixth. Jake takes the loss, and the catcher, Jordan Pika. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today. Josh Lanko, 2-for-4 with the double. Reed Funenstein, 2-for-3 with the double. And Will Bachman had a double. For Clearwater this afternoon, Z. Schlegel had a double, and Tyler Carper with a home run. So a final today, Luxembourg qualifying for the state tournament with a 3-2 victory over Clearwater. Some other games going on in Region 10C today. It's Becker taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies, and the last we heard, Becker was leading the Stone Ponies 6-0, Becker was leading the Sartell Stone Ponies in that ballgame. All righty, we are going to take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to recap Region 15C after these messages.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay, incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
Chasm Radio, more amateur baseball league scores and highlights with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Angela. You bet. Welcome back to Lake Henry. We're doing the Dick Foot Show live from Lake Henry Baseball Park tonight. And Region 15C has wrapped up 8 games this weekend here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at those 8 games on Friday night. We were in St. Martin at Ray Weber Field, and the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Spring Hill. Cold Spring Rockies end up winning this ballgame in 12 innings by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. On the mound, Cole Fuchs. He'll start for the Rockies, relieved by Trevor Lardy in the 10th. He'll get the win in the catcher, David Jonas. Ben Welly starts on the mound for Spring Hill, gives way to Matt Imdick, the draftee from Meyer Grove. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for the Rockies on Friday night, Jordan New, 1-for-2. He walked 4 times. David Jonas was 4-for-6 in the ballgame. Tyler Geislinger, 3-for-6 with a solo home run in the 6th inning. And Brady Weber, 2-for-5, Brady had the game-winning hit in the 12th inning, driving in Brady Lynn. For Spring Hill Friday night, Ben Welly was 2-for-5, and Jamie Terrace had a solo home run in the 6th. The final on Friday night, the Cold Spring Rockies 6 and Spring Hill 5. in 12 innings. On Saturday, we started things off here in Lake Henry, 9 o'clock in the morning, as St. Martin taking on the host Lake Henry, and St. Martin defeats Lake Henry by a score of 2-1. Two runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Martins. One run, 5 hits, no errors for Lake Henry. Scott Leeser on the mound will go the distance, picking up the win on Saturday. His catcher, Brian Schlungen, for Lake Henry. Trent Wentland starts, relieved by Torrey Olmscheid in the eighth, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Saturday, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-4. Brian Schlungen, 4-for-4 with a double, and Brady Goebel was 2-for-3. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig had a solo home run in the ninth, and Isaac Leeser was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had St. Martin defeating Lake Henry 2-1. Second game on Saturday, it was Kimball taking on Pearl Lake, and Kimball defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 4-1. Four runs, 11 hits, and an error for Kimball. One run, 7 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake. Tommy Friesen starts on the mound for Kimball, gives way to Matt Dingman in the eighth, Zach Dingman in the ninth. Friesen gets the win, and the catcher, Scott Marquardt. For Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the fifth, Andrew Schmidt in the eighth, and the catcher, Colton Fruth. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday. Austin Rooley, 2-for-2. He had a home run, solo home run in the sixth. Ben Johnson with a double. Adam Beyer was 2-for-4 with a 3-run homer in the fifth. And Zach Schmidt was 2-for-4. For Pearl Lake, Nick Schmidt, 2-for-4. And Adam Braun was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had Kimball defeating Pearl Lake by a score of 4-1. Numinic taking on El Rosa on Saturday, and Numinic defeats El Rosa by a score of 6-1. Six runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Numinic. One run, 6 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. On the mound for Numinic, Ty Reller will pick up the win as he goes the distance. His catcher, Logan Funk. For El Rosa, Ethan Vogt starts on the mound, relieved by Will Van Beck in the fifth, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Numinic on Saturday, Brandon Holm, 3-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the third. Devin Hansen, 2-for-4, a 2-run homer in the second. And Carter Schiffler, 2-for-4, a solo home run in the eighth. For El Rosa, Gavin Campson was 2-for-4, and Will Van Beck, 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had Numinic defeating El Rosa 6-1. Saturday night, winner's bracket game, with the winner going to the state tournament. Kimball taking on Numinic, and Kimball defeats Numinic in 8 innings, 13-3. 13 runs, 15 hits, and an error for Kimball. 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 errors for Numinic. Ben Johnson starts on the mound for Kimball, gives way to Matt Dingman in the 8th inning. Andy Dingman comes in also in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Scott Marquardt. For Numinic, Jim Tuold starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Sand in the 1st, Will Funk in the 6th, Tyler Engelmeyer in the 8th, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday night, Austin Rooley, 2-for-4 with a double and 2 walks. Matt Friesen was 2-for-6. Ben Johnson, 2-for-5 with a double. Adam Beyer, 2-for-4. He had a 3-run homer in the 1st. Scott Marquardt, 2-for-3 with 2 doubles and 2 walks. Brian Marquardt, 2-for-3, and Zach Schmidt, 2-for-4. For Numinic, Caden Sand, 1-for-2. Caden had a 2-run homer in the 4th inning and a couple walks. And Carter Beer was 1-for-2. A final on Saturday night, Kimball headed to the state tournament, a 13-3 victory over Numinic. Now we move to Sunday's games here at Lake Henry, a state qualifier game on the line. Cold Spring Rockies taking on St. Martin, and this is a dandy ball game. St. Martin defeats the Cold Spring Rockies this afternoon by a score of 4-3. Four runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for the Martins. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Cold Spring Rockies. On the mound for St. Martin, Ben Schrader starts, and Ben picks up the win, relieved by Carter Thielen in the 8th. Scott Leeser comes in the 9th to get the save, and the catcher, Brian Schlungen. For Cold Spring, the Rockies, T.J. New starts, taking the loss, relieved by Eli Bacchus in the 4th, Evan Atchison in the 7th, and the catcher, David Jonas. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today, Kyle Leeser had a solo home run in the 6th inning. Scott Leeser was 2-for-4, and Jalen Arsenault 2-for-4. For the Rockies, David Jonas, a solo home run in the 8th inning. Austin Duffner with a double, and Cole Fuchs goes 2-for-4 today. A final as St. Martin headed to the state tournament with a 4-3 win over the Cold Spring Rockies. We played a couple elimination games this afternoon, and our first elimination game saw Spring Hill taking on Lake Henry. Spring Hill defeats Lake Henry today by a score of 5-4. Five runs for the Lakers today, or for the Spring Hill Chargers today. Spring Hill with five runs in the ball game on 11 hits. They committed one error. And for Lake Henry, four runs on six hits. They committed one error. Pitching for Spring Hill today, Anthony Reverman starts, relieved by Devin Orbeck in the eighth. He'll get the victory, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig starts on the mound, relieved by draftee from Farming, Adam Neibauer. He'll take the loss, Adam, in the sixth inning, and the catcher, Shane Campson. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill this afternoon, Devin Orbeck, 2-for-3. Eric Terrace had a double. Ben Welly was 2-for-5. Dylan Gertgen, 2-for-5. Nathan Terrace, 2-for-4. And Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-4, a solo home run in the fourth inning for the Chargers. Grant Ludwig was 2-for-3 for Lake Henry, and Jason Campson 2-for-4 as Spring Hill defeats Lake Henry, eliminating the Lakers from further play this year, 5-4. And our ball game just completed here at Lake Henry. That was El Rosa taking on Pearl Lake, and El Rosa eliminates Pearl Lake from further play this season, a 3-1 victory for the Saints. Three runs, six hits, no errors for El Rosa. One run, four hits, and an error for Pearl Lake. On the mound today for El Rosa, the draftee from Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer, goes the distance, picking up the win. His catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Pearl Lake, Nolan Notch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Chance Berger in the eighth, and the catcher, Adam Braun. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Peyton Winter, a big three-run home run in the sixth inning, put the El Rosa Saints out in front. And Ashton Dingman was 2-for-4 today. Blaine Fisher, 2-for-3. For Pearl Lake, Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-4. Alex had a solo home run in the fourth inning. A final here in our final ball game in 15C this weekend. It was El Rosa 3, Pearl Lake 1. El Rosa moves on to play next weekend, and Pearl Lake season is ended. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show, our final break. And when we come back, we'll look at some brackets for you. And we'll get some scores that keep coming in or right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putt Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Camphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Chasm Radio, we head back to the Dick Put Show.
Thank you, Angela. All right, let's take a look at some of these brackets and what they look like for next week in Region 4C. There are some games going on yet. Regal and Bird Island will play what looks like a seeding game next week for sure. Those two winners headed to state already. New London, Spicer, and Painesville, from the last I heard, were playing yet, and Marshall Milroy did not get a score on that ball game. So that's 4C. Region 8C, knowing this right now that Port Ripley and Freeport are playing right now, that's an elimination game. The winner will get St. Stephen next Saturday. Foley gets Avon next Saturday. In the losers bracket, Buckman and Nisswa playing a seeding game next Friday night already. Region 8C moves to Piers next week. That moves to Piers Legion Park next week. Region 4C will stay in Melroy. Region 10C will keep going in Sartell next week. Friday night, 7:30, the Sartell Muskies get Luxembourg in a seeding game. It'll be the number one and two seeds decided in that ball game. Down in the losers bracket, Becker wins their ball game against the Stone Ponies today, 6-2. Becker over the Stone Ponies, so they'll get Monticello next Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Clearwater gets Watkins next Saturday at 12 noon. Those are elimination games, and there will be four seeds out of Region 10C. So the winners of those two ball games will head to the state tournament as well next week. Clearwater Watkins and the Becker Bandits in Monticello. Region 15C next weekend, Friday night, we'll be over at Ray Weber Field in St. Martin as the Martins take on Kimball in a seeding game. That'll determine our number one and two seeds. And on Saturday then at 12 noon, we'll have Numinic Spring Hill here at Lake Henry. And at 2:30, it'll be El Rosa and the Cold Spring Rockies. Two games on Saturday, one on Friday night, two games on Sunday. That will wrap up Region 15C. And that's going to wrap up the Dick Put Show from Lake Henry Baseball Park. A great weekend of baseball here on KASM. Thanks again to Angela Mergen for producing the Dick Put Show tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks, Randy. You too. And yeah, a great weekend, absolutely, of amateur baseball.